Blog Talk Radio. You are in the Inspiration Zone with the Angel Ladies. Join us for half an hour of sparkly conversation, uplifting ideas, and thought-provoking topics, and even some words of wisdom from the angels themselves. You never know what will happen, but it's always a fun-filled adventure. And now, here are your hosts, Deb and Jean, the Angel Ladies.
This is Deb.
And Jean.
Jean's looking perplexed.
The music did not sound that great today.
I don't know what it is.
Could be the weather. We're having some rainy, overcast, nasty weather. I, of course, love it.
Yeah, it just makes me sneeze.
Yeah,
well. It gums me up. I'll be happy to see these. We've had a lot of rain the last few days. Records have been set. And everything is soggy out there, but you know what? I'm looking and I'm seeing little tiny sprigs of green on branches, and the forsythia is yellow, or the weigelia. Is that forsythia or weigelia that's yellow?
Forsythia.
Yeah. They're busting out all over the place.
Oh.
And magnolias. Mm. It's been a late spring here in Niagara.
The Morgan Rose is full of leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not quite leaves, but tea leaves.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at her hedge. It's all coming out. It's all starting, and everything's getting green. So the rain has a purpose, but it makes my nose itch.
No matter how terrible the winter we've had, spring will come.
Spring will come.
Mm-hmm.
So this is Deb.
And Jean, in case you forgot.
I had to clear my throat.
It has been very, very interesting here lately. Everyone, it seems, is getting ill. So I hope you are all taking your vitamin C and whatever else.
It's been, I think when the seasons change, things happen. But a lot of nasty tummy bugs out there. So, yeah, pumping up the vitamins.
We've been hearing that a lot from the people who come by and clients.
Mm-hmm.
That it's been a very difficult winter, and the spring appears to be rather difficult as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hump day. The week is almost halfway over, and I'm sure people are looking forward to their weekend. So we hope to get you off to a lovely start to your Wednesday with our little show. Thank you for joining us. Today, our topic is how to prepare for a reading.
I have so many people who call for a reading, and in the initial call, it's very clear that they're not sure what we're doing and how it's going to go. And you know, these people have already, you know, reserved their spot, paid for their time, and then we book a half-hour reading, and they're full of questions about what a reading is.
Exactly.
And I always feel badly for them, you know, and you know, try to give them a bit more time to compensate, but bless their hearts, they haven't done their homework.
Mm-hmm.
And so today's show is hopefully going to be helpful for anyone who is thinking about having a reading. What do you have to do to prepare? And if you are thinking about having a reading, you might want to go into archive, because the past several shows have been what we think is will be very helpful to people in trying to find a psychic, how it works. All the things that people ask when they call and book a reading, and it's clear that they have no clue because it's so new to them. You know, this is not disrespectful. We all have no clue about what is new to us.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning, and they are too.
Mm-hmm.
So we've tried to put it together in these past few shows so that you can find out without, you know, wasting reading moments on learning this kind of thing. Anyway, so today we're going to talk about how to prepare for a reading, because it may, on the surface, you would think, well, I just call up.
Well, yeah. I mean, we've had people call us and just spend 15 minutes just talking about, you know, because they're afraid, or, you know, they don't want to hear anything dire, or they're curious, or they have a burning question.
Mm-hmm.
Often late at night, we'll get men phoning. They've just had a breakup with their girlfriend or something, and they want to turn to somebody who might be able to offer advice. And it's really about, you know, will she come back to me, rather than what can I learn from this? But there are so many reasons that people have for wanting a reading. And there's so many, as we've talked about, so many kinds of reading to be had.
And as you're saying that about the men calling late at night, I'm just going to share about our late night callers. There was at one time a brothel in Nevada.
It's still going. Oh, yeah, it's still going.
Well, I guess we've done a better job with our page then, because at one point we used to get calls from gentlemen late at night, often under the influence of something or other, looking for the brothel, which was Angel's Ladies.
Angel's Ladies.
And they'd call the Angel Ladies looking, I guess, for a very different kind of appointment. And that was, but that has stopped. We haven't had a call like that for quite a while.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that was always comical.
Oh, poor guys. Oh, dear. At any rate, it's important that you, you know, think about what you're doing. Plan it. You know, spur of the moment is okay. I'm not going to criticize that. Sometimes you feel like you got to know and you got to know now, and we understand that. But generally, most things in life are better if you think about it first and plan it out.
Well, you find, too, a lot of the psychic lines will give you 2 minutes or 3 minutes free.
Mm-hmm.
But that goes by so quickly, and then suddenly you're being charged, you know, an enormous amount of money.
Oh, my God, like $9 and $10 and $15 an hour from what I've
heard.
A minute.
We know,
unbelievable.
We know some friends who have been on doing the psychic lines. They earn a good bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a way to make a
living. They earn a tremendous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
They earn a tremendous amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, $15 an hour. Good grief.
Yeah. Sometimes you see like $3 or $4 a minute. But that adds
a minute. I keep saying an hour because that's how I charge, but a minute. A minute, charging by the minute.
Wrap your mind around it, Jean.
$15 a minute. I'm not good enough at anything for that, for that kind of rate. $15 a minute, my gosh.
Well, but the psychic line, you only get a portion of what is coming in. They get the lion's share for offering the line.
The service
and the administration. So people have to charge that much for the overhead and, you know, make their own money back for their time. So
I heard of someone who caught a psychic line, and the psychic told the person that, oh, this situation was such trouble, and she was going to pray for them. And they kept them on the line in silence for like 10 minutes while she was supposedly praying.
Oh, dear.
I say supposedly because it doesn't seem very ethical, at least not to let them hear the prayer.
I just get the picture of, you know, people calling in for the love lines. And, you know, they think they're talking to a 20-year-old blonde, and they've got some old lady in her house coat, you know. It's
or a 62-year-old man going, hey, baby.
You really have to be
God
careful.
Oh, God bless the people who turn to the phone lines like that.
You really have to be careful, because we have this part of us that, you know, we want to seek advice. And so what we would say, first of all, before you even consider calling a psychic or a medium or anyone that can help you from the esoteric world, maybe it's something you can talk to with your family and friends. Go there first. You know, if there's a particular question or something that's bothering you, perhaps you need to talk to, you know, a clergy person or a professional, like a doctor or a psychologist, if there's something really, really upsetting you. You know,
some things are not, just, you know, in the domain of psychism.
That's right. And we've talked about prediction. You know, we get a lot of calls from people saying, well, I want to know if this is going to happen or if that's going to happen. And the angels won't predict. And they make a point of saying, no, we don't predict, you know, because you make all these choices. The next step out the door, you're going to make a different decision, and everything gets skewed from there. So
if you're looking for someone who's going to tell you definitively, this is what's going to happen, here are your lottery numbers that are guaranteed to win, and they do, you know, be prepared to spend thousands of dollars trying to find that psychic,
mm-hmm.
because we don't believe that person exists. I mean, we interviewed, God, how many psychics? 50, 60, a tremendous number of psychics. We had readings with every single one of them, including, you know, psychics who were friends, you know, who became friends of ours, who insisted that their predictions were 96, 98, 94% accurate. And in our experience, they were like 0% accurate.
But they might have been in that moment. That's the thing, you know.
And, okay.
Reading's only as good, accurate reading.
Excuse me. I hear what you're saying. And understand and believe the truth that a prediction is only valid for the energies of that particular moment, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're giving me a guarantee of 94% accuracy, I would expect you to come up with at least one hit.
Yeah.
At least one that came true. And to me, this is my personal opinion. Psychics cannot give you the kind of prediction that so many people want. That is not information that is given to us to know. I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And my belief was only strengthened by the fact that none of the psychics we interviewed were able to give us any decent predictions except the one guy who was off by several years. Okay? That being the case, we cannot, with good conscience, tell you that if you want to know if this is going to happen and are you going to get the job, you know, flip a coin.
Mm-hmm.
Because in our experience, that is not the kind of information you're going to get from a psychic. And psychics who tell you they are giving you that kind, 94% accurate, and nothing comes to pass as predicted, and then they tell, well, you know, every decision changes the future. To me, that screams cop-out if you're pushing a 90-plus, you know, percent accuracy rate for predictions. So that's just how we feel about predictions. But, you know, Deborah's right. You know, see if there's another avenue. See if whether perhaps it isn't a reading you want, but a real good heart-to-heart talk with a trusted friend who can give you the kind of advice that you need. Because a psychic will never tell you what to do. A good psychic will never tell you what to do. Only give you some direction and, you know, well, you might find this is a challenge if you go this route. This is a challenge if you go that route. This is a benefit if you go this route, you know. The pluses and minuses for the various opportunities that are presenting to you. But a good psychic will never tell you what to do. So that's really important. So be clear as to what you want. And if you just want to have a reading to find out what it's like, that's a perfectly valid reason. But be clear that this is what you were doing. Know what you're doing.
So how do people find psychics?
Best way is to get a referral from a friend. And referrals, you know, word of mouth is the absolute gold standard, I think, for probably pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, find someone who is satisfied and ask why. What was so great about their reading? You know, what was so great about the psychic that they liked the psychic so much, you know? If you don't know any friends who are talking about their psychics, bring up in conversation, you know, TV shows. A lot of TV shows, talk shows, you know, will feature a psychic, especially the daytime talk shows.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a bunch of psychic TV shows on, you know, featuring mediums and psychics and whatnot from UK or US and whatever. And if you bring up that kind of a topic, then the discussion will naturally flow around whether it's worthwhile, whether it's real.
If you look on the computer, if you Google psychic or medium or readings, you're going to get inundated. There are so many people who are hanging out their shingle, and there's no real way to know how good they are, how not good they are, because a lot of it's marketing, eh?
Mm.
And so it's really hard. I think that we have to really have our spidey senses open. Like if we want to have a reading with someone, you go and you look at the website and try to get a feel. Like, will I be comfortable with this person? We know one of our good friends, who's a medium, says that there is somebody out there for everybody. You know, there's mm-hmm. there's a psychic or a medium that will help you. It's just being open. And you can also ask for guidance from your angels, you know. Help me. Guide me to the person that's going to give me the best information at this time.
Give me a sign. Because some of the web pages, I mean, whoa, a lot of them tend to be real bright with, you know, sparkles and cutesy poo angels with glitter, you know, and that's just marketing.
Or you get the black screen with the white lettering, and I have that such a hard time reading that.
Oh, but black screen,
kind
automatic.
Kind of gothic,
chaos.
Kind of, you know, zombie, vampire, mysterious.
You know, and you know, that it's marketing, but it says a lot about what they think of the person who's going to call them,
mm-hmm.
and what the psychic is thinking. I mean, those dark sides. Some of them for readings, it looks absolutely, you know, Halloween.
Well, it's all one long sentence.
Oh my gosh. Well,
I remember when we were researching the Psychic and Medium book, we visited some websites.
Oh Lord.
And trying to find people that we could interview to put in the books.
Hundreds.
And that's the other thing. Look at the credentials of the people that you're interested in talking to. Find out what they've done in the media, what they've done, you know, if they publish things, how long they've been at it. You know, look at their curriculum vitae, as it were, and see how they approach their reading. See if anybody endorses them. See if they have...
See if they actually had a real publisher take their book.
Well, true.
I mean, no disrespect towards self-publishing, but if you can get if a brick-and-mortar actual publishing house is willing to spend their money to publish your book, that says a lot. And so I'm going to toot my horn and your horn. We're very proud that both our books were picked up by Dunder and Press,
mm-hmm.
which
You'll
is a respected publisher here in Canada. And we were thrilled because, yes, that is a credential. That's like getting, you know, a teacher displaying her diploma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people who do this for a living find value in what you have to say and are willing to put their money to promote it, That's a really a ringing endorsement.
You're going to see them going by on the graphics because they have a picture of the Angel book and the Psychic book there.
Oh, well, there you go.
And you can order those actually from us, or you can order them online through Barnes and Nobles or Indigo Chapters.
Well,
they're available.
Yeah.
Just to give a little, you know,
a little,
a little promotional pitch there.
But you know, this kind of mainstream publicity, TV shows. Got to be careful around the TV shows. Because there are TV shows that are going to push the sensational.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm reminded of Dear Departed Sylvia Brown.
Well, and the people that have high profile like that, they're going to charge a lot because they're very busy.
Well, they're going to charge a lot, but they're also going to be pushing their gift past its limits because of it. I mean, we know, we've observed people that we formerly respected a great deal and were thrilled to see them getting publicity. And then, as we continued to get their books and so on, we saw the quality diminish dramatically because you have to be careful of your publisher. A publisher that isn't out to, how can I say this? The publisher wants to make money off your books. There's no question. But a publisher who's going to push you and push you and push you for more and more and more and more and more, that's kind of a danger sign, too, because it stretches your gift beyond its limits.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit doesn't work on a timetable.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit doesn't work on a 3-book contract. You know, so you have to be kind of, you know, and of course, the more renowned they get, then the more their prices rise. I mean, who was it, the woman that came to me after she'd been to see Sylvia? What'd she pay?
It was $1,500 U.S. for 15 minutes.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is a ridiculous, you know, I'm sorry.
It's $100 a minute.
Well, and then she didn't get what she needed anyway. So you have to be kind of careful. You have to find a psychic who is willing, you know, call them up. You know, first find the psychic that feels good to you. Remember, spirit only works with what we bring to the table. So if your psychic is not very literate, expect a message that's going to be kind of garbled. Because they're going to, you know, words are not their forte. That's kind of important. Find a web page that has information or a Facebook page that has information or messages that give you a feeling for the connection that person has and how spirit is using that person. If a web page is really a cult, don't expect to get a reading that's all light and love. And some people don't want a reading that's all light and love. Some people are more attracted to the dark. And so for you, a web page that looks Halloween is going to give you the psychic who's going to give you the experience that you want.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for high holy, then you want a web page or a Facebook page or whatever that's going to be bright and light and loving. You know, and that's how we feel spirit is. You know, spirit is not mysterious.
Right. So you found your psychic. You're looking at the time. You found your psychic. You're feeling confident. You want to book your reading.
So you call up the psychic and you ask the psychic, you know, I'm considering a reading. How do you work?
How much do you charge?
How much do you charge? Expect, I think probably an average rate is about $150 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people go up to $200 and, you know, $135 and whatnot, but I think probably if you can expect to spend around...
And many do phone readings. You know,
I think almost everybody does phone readings because spirit is not confined to time and space the way human beings are.
Exactly.
So, and I do only phone readings right now because of my health challenges. I mean, spirit is not on the physical plane, so physical limitations don't apply.
So should they have a list of questions?
Absolutely. A warning sign is when a psychic is not willing to explain how they work to you when you call them up. If they're not willing, you know, well, you have to book a reading. And if they're not willing to tell you about what they do, even for 5 minutes, that's a warning sign, so just consider that. So you find the psychic has been open, you like what you've heard, you want to have a reading, get a notebook. Write down the psychic's info, the contact information, the phone number, the web book page, the Facebook page, the date and time of your reading, important.
Mm-hmm.
List your questions, and then go to the reading and or pick up the phone and call for your reading and take good notes.
A lot of times people used to offer like a cassette tape in the past, but our experience is that, well, you know, it could work at the beginning. But spirit works on electromagnetic energy, which is also what the cassette tape works on. And it even means the same with computers. It's very hard. You cannot always get a reasonable recording of the reading. So always take notes, just in case if that person offers
either way,
you.
Either way.
Or use a digital recorder, put it on speakerphone.
It works better if you do the recording rather than the psychic. And I say that with a vast experience of frying tape recorders, of frying computers. You know, spirit works hell with those things.
Oh.
And I cannot tell you how many tape recorders I've blown and how many I just got my computer back yesterday. I'm still trying to reload stuff onto it because I fried it again. And, you know, I sometimes feel like I should be behind one of those screens like the X-ray technician, you know, and type on the screen with the robotic arms just to shield the computer from the energy.
We'll get you a lead vest.
Get the computer a lead vest.
Well, I'm looking at the time, Jean. It's going on.
Last thing.
Okay.
After your reading, don't forget to thank the psychic. Offer a testimonial if you've been pleased. And don't forget to refer, because it's important that good psychics get known so that people can get good readings and not be at the mercy of the purple hand in the window, you know.
And, you know, not to knock the purple hand in the window. I know many
people. A lot of wonderful women. That's right, because they figure that's how you let people know. And, you know.
We found that in interviewing our psychics and medium friends, that the word of mouth is the most important thing, because it gives you instant halo effect. You know, people have had a good reading with you. They're going to refer you to others. We know one lady in part of Ontario
who's no longer taking clients.
No, she's booked up 3 years ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
And she doesn't take new clients.
No.
This is all her repeat clients, because she's very good, and she has built up that kind of reputation exclusively by word of mouth.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful, because
she
has absolutely no presence because she's not taking new clients.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, this is important. But when you find something good, whether it's, you know, a good product, a good car, a good TV show, a good psychic, spread the word.
Yes.
You know, you're helping your friends in doing that. So,
well, thank you for the information, Jean. I think I hope that has helped people out there to make a decision and feel more confident about.
I don't have any questions on chat. Do we have someone on call?
We do. We've had somebody who's been waiting for 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Who is that person? Get that person
online.
Let's go
to them now.
6949. We're calling you.
Hello?
Hello?
Wait a minute.
Hi.
Hello. You're on the air?
Hi, Laura. What's your question?
I was wondering, do you see me purchasing a house anytime in the near future?
Angels, what about her in a house? Okay, what the angels are saying is that absolutely, you want a house, you will find a house. They're saying you have to be careful of two things. They're saying the first thing you have to be careful of is being encouraged, moved toward a house that is more house than you need. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be clear. Yeah, because it's attractive and it's appealing and it's going to delay your having a house. They're suggesting that you may have to go down a little bit, a house that isn't, quote, your dream house, and then it will become your dream house over time. They're saying this is a wiser course of action for you. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
And they're saying, and, you know, you're going to have to be frugal. You're going to have to be frugal in this economy, right? But they're saying that I'm getting 18 months.
Wow. Is it going to be in Pennsylvania or New Jersey? Are they telling you that?
They're saying that's a matter of choice for you. Pick the location you want. Because it's not like, and remember too, there isn't one right house for you. You're not looking for one right house. You're looking for a home, a house that can be a happy home for you. And also, okay, here you go. News everybody can use. The angels are saying take you with them as you're on this journey. Ask the angels to give you a sign when you walk into the door of the house of any house that is right for you. Ask the angels to fill you with such peace and such absolute positivity. This is the place. This is the best one I've seen. This is a real possibility. I can be happy here.
Well,
take with
really,
you. And then,
really want a house on the water so I can go kayaking and canoeing. I really want that.
That is such a dream. Have the angels involved with you. Also, have the angels go before you. Ask the angels to bring about a meeting of the minds, even a meeting of the people who can help you to make this dream come true, and talk it up. The angels always say, whatever you want, tell everybody that you want it, because then their angels and your angels can get together and help you bring it together. But
great.
I'm thinking within the next 18 months or so, you should be able to find something. It may not be just what you want, but it will become just what you're delighted to have. Is what they're saying.
Wonderful.
So be, you know, expand. You're very welcome. You have a great day. Good luck.
Thank you very much for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
We have another caller.
0307.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air with Jean.
Hi.
Hi. I'm driving now, so we're not supposed to be using the phone while driving. But I'll make it quick, and then I'll just leave it so I can hear what you're saying. I'm enjoying your conversation, actually. I had
I'm so glad.
In like 2004, and one night somebody came to the door and expected this was a massage parlor, like 3 o'clock in the morning. So that was 2004.
That's so funny.
Hello, this is Diane. I'm in Florida. I want to know if you can bring up what the angels would say about the house that I'm living in now. Are we going to be able to get this house saved out of the foreclosure?
Angels? Okay. Oh, gee, forgive me for what I'm saying. They're suggesting that it's better to let it go. I'm so sorry to tell you this. But they're saying that, you know, don't feel bad to let it go and start over.
Hmm.
This has been a very difficult time and, you know, some lessons that you've got to learn. Can they get it out? The angels say that I'm getting a yes, but.
Well, there's two houses, actually. So one of them will definitely be let go.
Okay, great. Then. That may be part of it. Let that one go. Can they get the other? What about the other one only, angels, the one that they prefer to keep? Yeah, I'm getting
the
other
one that was trying. Yeah. I'll listen.
Okay, so that the other one is the one you would like to keep. And again, they're saying, yes, it won't be easy. And they're suggesting that you may think outside the box, because it may be that letting them both go allows you to get something that is easier to have and to keep. You follow?
Oh, yes. I definitely
So they're asking
follow.
You to think
I've
out of the box.
I've everything,
it
though,
seems
in my life. But this one's for my daughter.
Yeah.
We got to have a house for the animals and stuff. Her husband died And it's actually the
God
first house, the older house, that she wants to try to keep.
It seems
so.
from what I'm getting, yeah, you can get it out of foreclosure. It won't be easy. And another route would probably be easier and a bit more secure, but they're saying yes, you can. For the second one, not one of the other one is going. You've already said that, and they're affirming you in that.
Yes.
So
yes.
We're going to pray for you on that, okay?
Oh, thank you.
We're
going
to pray for a happy ending to that, and we pray for everybody. But we're going to, you know, sad for your daughter. We're sorry for her loss.
Happy endings.
Happy endings for her and for you as well. Thanks for
thank
so much
you.
For calling.
You bless you. Take care.
Deb, do we have time for 32944?
Yes, I think we do.
And that'll be our last call today.
Hi, you're on the air with Jean.
Hello.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for taking my call. I was just wondering if the angels had any particular message for me at this time.
Oh, I just love your accent. Sounds like home.
You sound like you're from Louisiana.
Well, South. Okay, angels. Sorry, friend. What is our message for the friend today? Okay, first of all, the angels are giving you the standard angel message to the world. You are so loved and you are so beloved. You shine like a star in a dark sky. You are, angels' words, God adores you. There's so much love for you and for each of us. God adores us. The way we say we adore things, that's how God feels about us. God cannot get enough of you because you are so wonderful. And God loves you so much. God looks upon you with such pride and joy and love. You cannot begin to imagine how precious you are to God. That's their message. Thank you, angels. Can you give us something else, something that could be like materially helpful to him? I mean, no disrespect to the angels. The most important thing any of us can know is how wonderful we are and how much God loves us. That being said, sometimes our concerns are a little bit smaller than that. Okay, and the angels are saying, okay, the second part. Angels are saying, what is it that brings you joy? Go there. Do that. Your joy matters. Your happiness matters. Okay, so you're a giver. You take care of other people. Thanks. You know, and we love people like you. Everyone loves people like you. But the angels are saying you must give and care for yourself as well. Angels are giving me the white rose. That's a pure heart symbol. And, you know, so they're acknowledging your pure heart, but they're saying that you must treat yourself as well as you treat other people. And, my friend, you haven't been doing that. So, you know, your feelings, your thoughts, your desires, your wishes, your goals, they matter every bit as much as those things for the other people that you've been helping. You follow? And the angels are thanking you because your help is, you're helping other people, you know, you become a force for divine love to be shared on the world through your generosity. But they're saying don't lose yourself in the process. Okay, and
very good.
They're saying, look at your relationships from the perspective of the divine pattern. The divine pattern is God showering every human being with all the love God has to give. You've got it, my friend. I've got it. Deb's got it. Every single one of us get all the love God's got to give. And so our response then is to love God with everything we've got. In a human relationship then, that means each person gives 100%. It's like the angels describe it as a divine contest to see who can love the other one better, who can care more, so that each one is trying to outlove the other one, right? And this is the beautiful pattern of a satisfying relationship that benefits and blesses each partner. And the angels are saying, and it's not just, I'm not talking about personal relationships, I'm talking about every relationship, you know, every relationship. And so when you've got people who are doing better at taking than giving, that's a red flag for you. That is not a relationship blessed. You know, that's not the blessed pattern of relationship. And so the angels say that, you know, you've been there, done that, don't do it again.
Right.
Time for you, my friend. Time for
you.
You are blessed. We're going to be praying for you and everybody else who calls in and hears the show for your highest, your happiest, and your best all your life. And the same for you, my friend.
Thank you for calling.
Take care now. So, gee, I did good. It's only 35 minutes over. I did well.
Well, we always budget 45 minutes because we like to talk. it's nice to know that there are people listening as they're driving along in the car, you know, kind of catching people in their day, just having lunch with the angel ladies. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. If you have any questions or if you'd like to visit our website, it's theangelladies.com. Join us on Facebook. Often on Facebook we will put up an angel message in the day or
an angel word of the day. Some days the angels don't give me a word. I should probably make that clear. Some days I go to the Facebook and they want to stick with the word that came before.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
Well, it gives people a couple of days to kind of look at the word because not everybody goes to Facebook all the time.
Well, at any rate, we do put messages there on Facebook, and you can always find us online, theangelladies.com.
We're trying very hard to do Twitter. There's too many ways to get out. You know, there's Pinterest. We've got a journal that we are very we have a steep learning curve as far as the techno world is concerned.
Well, and it would help if I wouldn't keep frying the computers, which I don't blame myself for, angels. Tone back the energy. Let's let this computer last for a while.
And if you would like to have a reading with Jean, you'll find a way to do that on the phone with, if you go to Angel Readings on the website, you'll see information on that.
And work with
you also do past life readings, too.
I do past life readings. What I really like to do as well, and this is not an angel reading, but I do dream smithing for people who are trying to bring a goal, birth something new, make a passion happen, get a product to market, find new markets for old products. I do that as well, and that I get tremendous satisfaction because, especially in this economy, people need to make a buck. People,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's hard, and so I enjoy doing that as well.
You mentioned to that caller about thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what more and more of us have to do. I mean, this is what we've had to do in our life as we've come to this part of our life, and we've been going through so many different. We tell my sons that, you know, what they do now is not what they're going to be doing when they're 40. And we used to have a world where, you know, you work for the hydro company and you retired from the hydro company.
Mm-hmm.
You got your gold watch. That's not the kind of world we live in now. So the angels can offer advice on that, and we will actually watch the website because we'll be coming up with some new workshops online that we'll be offering in the next month or so. They're fun. We have the Yahoo group for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
We do a great prosperity workshop that people enjoy.
Well, and there's a reason for that because times are hard, and you know, this is a way that people can make their lives a little bit easier. We do the prosperity workshop. I'm getting ready to come out with a product to guide people through the earthly mundane process of how to make money with what they, you know, what they've got. And, you know, when I was younger, thinking outside the box made you kind of a radical.
Yes.
You know, I mean, thinking outside the box had people looking at you funny.
Bohemian.
Right. But now thinking outside the box is the way of the world. You have to because things are changing so rapidly. You can't count on that box being there for very long.
That's true.
So dream smithing is
dream
one
smithing.
Of the
things. And I can give you a testimony on that because you have helped me with so many of my projects. And I know of others that have come to you that have left absolutely singing. You know, they look lighter. They've got a notebook full of notes.
I remember the lady who came with her painted glasses, and she wanted to sell them, and she left with 5 pages of notes, you know, and that was only a half hour.
It's a real gift. And, of course, the angels get in on that, too, to help you with inspiring.
Oh, they always help. They always help. But it's not the love, light, peace focus. It's more the here and now physical plane. Let's get it moving, focus, and so that's what some people like.
And you'll find out about dream smithing on the website under Jean Services. So if you're interested in that,
and on Facebook too, because I'll write up about it on the Facebook page, the Angel Ladies on Facebook.
That sounds great. Join our mailing list. We'll be coming out with a newsletter soon, and I think that's enough shameless promotion for one show.
I think so. It felt kind of strange, but
well, we try.
It's exactly what the angels tell us to tell other people to do, so we're trying it for ourselves. Okay, well, I've had enough of it. My face is beet red. It's time to say goodnight, Gracie.
Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back next Wednesday, same time, same bat channel. And I hope you join us in between on our Facebook page and Twitter and all that kind of good stuff.
Say hi.
Yeah, say hi. Say, we heard you on the internet radio.
Anyway, so have a great day, everybody. You are blessed.
I'm going to put the closing music on now, Jane.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us today on our program. If you'd like to learn more about the Angel Ladies and the products and services we offer, just visit our website at theangelladies.com. You'll find a link to subscribe to our mailing list and an invitation to join us on our Facebook page. Until next time, may you walk with angels and may you be blessed.